Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ragacat bassline idea and arranging it into a short drum and bass section in Ableton Live 12. The big goal here is not just to make the bass sound heavy, it's to make the bass work with a vocal chop, or a raga phrase, so the whole thing feels like a proper jungle or roller's tune. That relationship is everything. In this style, the vocal gives attitude and identity, and the bass gives weight and movement. When those two lock together, the drop feels bigger straight away. So let's build this like a real D-den beat idea, not just a loop. First, set your project up at 174 BPM. If you want a slightly looser jungle feel, anywhere from 172 to 176 is still in the zone. Then organize your session with separate groups for drums, bass, vocals, and FX. That might sound basic, but trust me, clean layout equals faster decisions, and fast decisions matter in drum and bass. If you already have a raga vocal chop or a capella phrase, drag it in now. If not, grab a short vocal sample with attitude. You want something that can be chopped into one or two word hits. Think command, character, and rhythm. Now let's lay down the drum foundation. Start with a kick on the first beat and a snare on the third beat of the bar. That's the classic D-den B backbone. You can also add a breakbeat loop or a chopped break on another track for movement. If the break is busy, that's fine. In fact, for a beginner, it's often better if the break acts like texture rather than trying to be the whole impact. If you want a little punch on the drum boss, use drum boss. Keep it subtle, a little drive, a little crunch, and be careful with boom if your sub bass is going to carry the low end. You want the drums to feel strong, but you do not want them stepping on the bass and vocal. Now we build the sub. Add operator on a MIDI track and choose a simple sine wave. Keep it mono. The sub in D-den B does not need to be fancy. In fact, simple is usually better. A clean sine gives you that low-end power without turning the groove muddy. Write a short pattern in the key of the sample if you know it. If you do not know the key, start with one note and move later. A really useful beginner move is to stay on the root note, then maybe move to the fifth once in a while. Keep the notes short. A release around 50 to 120 milliseconds is a good starting point. You want tight bass notes that hit and get out of the way. Here's the important mindset shift. In raga D-den B, the bass line does not always need to be busy. Often, it sounds harder when it is shorter. That space is what lets the break and vocal breathe. Next, create a mid-bass layer for movement and character. You can duplicate the bass track or create a new one with Wavetable or another operator patch. Use a richer waveform, maybe a detuned sound, so it has that restyle energy. Now high pass that layer so it does not fight the sub. A starting point around 90 to 140 Hz is fine, depending on the sound. Then add auto filter and shape the tone. Start with a low pass or band pass filter, and automate the cutoff so the sound opens up over time. Keep resonance moderate. After that, add saturator for a little grit. Just a little drive can make the bass much more audible on smaller speakers. If the mid bass feels too wide, narrow it with utility. The sub should stay focused, and the low mids should not smear all over the stereo field. Now comes the fun part, making the bass talk to the vocal. Listen to the vocal phrase and find where the main words land. The mistake a lot of beginners make is putting bass notes under every vocal hit. That crowds the phrase and makes everything feel rushed. Instead, think call and response. The vocal says something, then the bass answers. That is the raga energy right there. So if the vocal lands on beat 1, let the bass answer on beat 2, or on the offbeat after it. If the vocal slice hits on beat 3, let the bass wait and reply after it. Leave space. Let the vocal be the lead instrument, not just decoration. A good trick is to actually speak the vocal rhythm with your MIDI notes. If the vocal has a bouncy cadence, mirror that shape with your note spacing. You are not just writing notes here, you are writing a conversation. Now let's glue the whole thing together. Put a compressor on the bass group and sidechain it to the kick if needed. Keep the pump subtle. You are not trying to hear obvious EDM style pumping. You just want the kick to make a little room. A ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, a moderate attack, and a release somewhere in the 60 to 150 millisecond range is a good place to start. If the vocal is fighting the mid bass, use EQ8 to carve some space. A small cut around 200 to 400 Hz can help if things sound boxy. If the vocal is sharp, tame a little around 2.5 to 5k Hz. On the vocal itself, high pass it so you remove rumble, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz depending on the sample. And here's a nice little blue move, send both the vocal and bass a touch of the same delay or reverb, not loads, just enough to make them feel like they live in the same world. Now we start shaping movement with automation. Duplicate your 8-bar loop into arrangement view and begin to build contrast. Automate the bass filter cutoff so the drop opens up over the first two bars. Automate a delay throw on the vocal for transition moments. If you want a bit more tension before the drop, dip the bass volume slightly or close the filter right before the impact, then let it open on the drop. That contrast is huge. Even a tiny filter move can make the drop feel way bigger. For a simple arrangement, think like this. Bars 1 and 2 are the intro with a vocal tease and filtered drums. Bars 3 and 4 bring in bass hints and short vocal cuts. Bars 5 and 6 are the main drop, where the bass and vocal really answer each other. Bars 7 and 8 are your variation or switch up. A classic ragga flavor DNB drop does not need a million layers. It just needs the right timing. Sometimes one vocal phrase, one bass stab, and a break fill is enough to make the whole thing feel intentional. Before we finish, do a quick low end check. Put utility on the bass group and make sure the sub is mono. Use Spectrum if you want a visual check, but more importantly, listen. The sub should feel solid and steady. The mid bass should support the groove, not dominate it. Check the mix in mono too. If the groove falls apart, when you narrow it, the bass is probably too wide or too dependent on stereo effects. Keep the low end focused. That is how you get club safe bass. Let's recap the main idea. In drum and bass, especially ragga and jungle influenced styles, the bass and vocal need to support each other rhythmically. Build the low end with a clean mono sub and a controlled mid-bass layer. Use call and response so the ragga cut and the bass line feel connected. Keep the arrangement simple. Intro, drop, variation. And use Ableton's stock tools like Operator, Waveitable, Auto Filter, Saturator, Compressor, Drum Bus, Utility, Delay and Echo to shape the sound. If you get this right, even a simple ragga cut can sound like a proper DNB idea. Hard, rhythmic, and ready to grow into a full tune. Now, if you want to push it further, try the 15-minute practice challenge. Set up a 174 BPM project, build a one-bar drum loop, create a one-note or two-note sub-bass, add a rough mid-bass layer, chop one ragga vocal phrase into a few pieces, and arrange 8 bars so the bass answers the vocal. Add one filter automation and one delay throw, then do a mono check. That's the kind of workflow that builds real arrangement instincts. Nice. Let's keep moving and make it hit.